ಪ್ರಾಣ ಹರೇರ್ನಾಮ ಗೃಣನ್ ಪುತ್ರೋಪಚಾರಿತಂ ಅಜಾಮಿ ಲೋಪ್ಯಗಾದಾಮ ಕಿಂ ಉತ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಯಾ ಗೃಣನ್. ಶ್ರೀ ನೃಸಿಂಹ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಶುಕದೇವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸೈಂಗ್ ಮ್ರಿಯಮಾಣ ಹರೇರ್ನಾಮ ಗೃಣನ್ ಪುತ್ರೋಪಚಾರಿತ. At the time of death, Ajamila accidentally called out the name of his own putra as Narayana, not intending to call Narayana. Still, he could ultimately attain the spiritual abode of the Supreme Lord. What then to be said of those people who, with everyday great Shraddha, chant the holy names of the Lord? Either he is asking. Just like somebody made a phone call to a Hare Krishna temple. And I happened to pick up the phone. They said, sorry, wrong number. They said, I said, you can never be wrong when you call Krishna. Then I spoke to them 5-6 minutes and the fellow became a devotee afterwards. Because Krishna says, Mama Yeva Amsho Jiva Loke. Every Jiva is Ansha of Krishna. Nobody is disconnected from Krishna. Similarly, Ajamil also called Narayana without knowing that he is calling a wrong number, which was actually wrong number according to him, because he was so sinful. But Vishnu Dudas took him very seriously. Immediately Vishnu sent, hey, somebody is calling Narayana. Go. And immediately he was taken to Haridwar, and then he got connected to Lord Vishnu and then went back to Godhead. Agadhama, he says. Ajamilopi Agadhama. And then he's saying, Kimuta Shridhaganan. Imagine a person visiting the temple to buy some books like Bhagavad Gita as it is, to take darshan of the deities, meet some devotees and ask some spiritual inquiry. What to speak of such a person with Shraddha? If a person calling accidentally is delivered, what to speak of a person who is taking inclination in Krishna, like all the devotees who rise early in the morning and chant the holy name with sincerity? How much more Lord will take them seriously, if Lord is taking such a person seriously? He's saying, so this is a very great hope-giving verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, which gives us assurance that our chanting of the holy name will be taken very seriously by Krishna. At the same time, Sri Rupa Goswami Pada has said, we have to cultivate knowledge about holy name also. That is why we are reading from this attainment of Shuddha Naam and Shuddha Bhakti. Without proper understanding of the holy name, we will not have sufficient attraction to chant the holy names with absorption. So we'll read two more points today. The only important factor to start bhakti and to cultivate bhakti is what? How can you start bhakti and cultivate bhakti? There is only one factor, he says. The great devotee who encourages, inspires and cultivates bhakti in us. It is only through their kind association and merciful guidance the seed of bhakti is planted and gets cultivated. Thus, it is only with their mercy one can advance, he says. Actually, a great devotee has come in our life either in this life or in previous lives. Because the bhakti actually begins only from coming in contact with a very advanced devotee. Who, what does he do? He encourages, inspires and cultivates bhakti, which is like a plant in our heart. He sows a seed and then he grows it. Then he tells a very important point. The powerful influence of Maya is negated by the process of bhakti without any separate endeavor. How? See, there are only two people under whose authority we can work. One is Krishna's authority and the other one is well known, most famous. Which is one? Maya. Yeah. So we work under one of the custody of one of these two. So the nature of Krishna is, although it's difficult to approach him in the beginning, but someone approaches him, they become Bhagyavanji. Eventually, as they approach Krishna more and more, they understand my Lord is the ocean of bliss. And Maya Devi very easily accessible everywhere. Just press a button, she is available nowadays. So very easily accessible, but leads us to ocean of suffering. Enormous suffering. So he's saying, our goal is the Supreme Lord. Maya takes us in the opposite direction of material energy to enjoy the material world, which is very unfavorable. Maya cannot coexist along with the service of the devotee. See, the words are so precisely used. Maya can coexist with Krishna, But Maya cannot coexist with Krishna's service. There's a difference between the two. You see? You see, that was, what that was? Abhadnan Purusham Purna Mayam Tadapashrayam. Krishna and Maya were seen simultaneously by Vedavyas. You can see Krishna and Maya simultaneously. But you cannot see Maya when you are doing Krishna service. Because you can only engage in one out of the two services. Either Maya service or Krishna service. Somebody is attending a lecture in temple hall here. Can you watch a movie in some theater? You cannot do two things at a time. Simultaneously. That's what he is saying. Maya cannot coexist along with the service of the devotee. We cannot partake Maya at the same time do devotion service. So long as we are fooled by Maya, we can do only less bhakti. This is a block capital she has put. What is it? So long as you are fooled by Maya, we can only do less bhakti. Here is the reason given why our bhakti cannot expand. Many times people say, I have no time, Prabhuji. I am not getting time because we are fooled by Maya. That's the reason. The degree we are fooled by Maya, to that degree we will not have time to chant more rounds, study more Shastra, render more devotion service. Why we cannot do? We are fooled by Maya, he says. But by performing sadhana bhakti, we are able to increase the attraction to the Lord. And consequently, the pull of Maya becomes less and less. And in the process, Maya is conquered anyway, without any separate endeavor, which is secondary for the devotees. That means, you know, attaining Krishna and conquering Maya. There are two goals. So conquering Maya is a secondary goal. But what he is saying? It is secondary for the devotee, but it should necessarily happen, he says. It should necessarily happen. Somebody may say, no, Prabhuji, I have developed attraction for Krishna, that's good enough. Regarding Maya, I'm not very sure, but I'm not going to bother. No. Maya also has to be conquered. Why? Because some people cry tears when darshan is open and kirtans are put, and they think I have attained bhakti, but they have equal or even more intense attraction to Maya. That goes to show that their bhakti is show bottle bhakti. You see? It is simply some sahajayik bhakti. That is why he is saying two goals. Attainment of Krishna and conquering Maya. Out of these two goals, how many should be observed? One out of the two should be observed or what? Both should be observed. Then only bhakti can be considered complete. Bhakti is happening properly. If somebody says that I am attracted to Krishna also, attracted to Maya also equally, that means his bhakti is very superficial. So here he is saying, Maya has put a noose around our neck and she is dragging us. And she will be only strong when we are being pulled by her more and more into mayaic activities, material energy activities. To that degree we will say, I have no time for Krishna. And as he says here, so long as we are fooled by Maya, we can do only less bhakti. So now how to alter the situation? For example, if I know that I am finding that I am not reading enough, I am not chanting enough, I am not doing devotion service enough, I am looking like a devotee, wearing tilak, wearing dhoti kurta, moving around like a dead body, but I am not doing enough devotion service. So what should I do? I am being fooled by Maya. I understand what to do. Here is where the jiva's free will comes into picture. A jiva should say, today is Ekadashi day. I will chant 32 rounds today. Just go and sit in the company of devotees. Yesterday we had called devotees. All devotees come to Garden Kutir. Saffron devotees, there are more white devotees than saffron devotees yesterday. We have to find out how many saffron were there in the temple. Actually, in devotion service, unless we take sankalpa and commit ourselves to Krishna, devotion service just doesn't begin at all. Devotion service blossoms, progresses, expands, grows only when the individual jiva, you know, is willing to show some commitment. Once you show commitment, then Krishna will support all in all different ways. For example, he says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Then comes adami buddhi yogamtam. Not before these two. Somebody may say, Prabhuji, I am yuktanam, engaged in devotion service. No, satata yuktanam. Prabhuji, I am also doing bhajan. No, priti purvakam bhajatam. Two adjectives also he says. Bhajatam priti purvakam. Yuktanam satata. When you do these two things, then Krishna says, okay, dadami buddhi yogam tam, he says, then I will give you the buddhi by which you can come to me. This is the reason why many people make a show of devotion service. they cannot perform actual devotion service. Because for actual devotion service, you need commitment. Actually, we have to learn from great souls. Bhanu Maharaj has given such a nice points. We learn and then commit ourselves and do it. Don't think about it. Do it. Remember this LCD. If you want a vision of Krishna, you should do LCD. LCD projector. What is it? Learn, commit, do. Again, learn, commit, do. Learn, commit, do. Learning is useful only when we commit. Ekadashi day, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, two Ekadashis in a month is like a test day for us. Last 15 days I learned something from different books. And the real test is whether a fellow has learnt or not is what? Commitment. And the Ekadashi day, observing what is he doing. If he is committing, that means his learning is getting into his head and heart. Otherwise his learning is simply eyewash. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and